The proceeding is a paid program. The views and opinions expressed in this program are those of the show's participants and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of KXNT or CBS Radio. This show is not intended to provide the listener with specific medical advice, and you should seek the advice of a medical professional.
This is It's Your Health and Vitality with Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN from Vitality Medical and Wellness Center on News Radio 100.5 KXNT. The doctor is in. Call the show now at 702-733-KXNT. That's 702-733-5968 to talk about your health and your vitality. Now, here is Dr. Christy Thomas.
Good morning, Las Vegas, and welcome to It's Your Health and Vitality. I'm your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center right here in Las Vegas. My office website is vitalitymedicalwellness.com, and my office phone number is 702-731-1200. And good morning. This morning, we're going to be talking about GI tract and how 70% of your immunity really comes from the digestive tract and how important and probably one of the most neglected organs in the body. I have Drake Kellis from Zymogen, who's a functional medicine consultant, back on the show again this morning. I think you're going to be my co-host.
I know. I feel like it. I love coming out here and getting to do this show. I recently had a request to do a show in San Diego, so I might have to do a little double dip in here.
I'm going to fight.
But I love talking about this subject. I think probiotics, GI tract, and understanding what real probiotics and GI in general are all about is a very important topic. And like you said, 70% of your immune system is found in your gut, so we better take care of it so we don't get sick.
So that old saying, what you put in your body is what you are,
yep,
is really the truth. And this is kind of where it comes from, and we're going to break it down for you this morning about the GI tract, and it's really that big network of organs that breaks down everything you put in it, from food to drinks to the chemicals to all the processed stuff that we're exposed to on a daily basis. And even someone like you and I, Drake, that we are really conscious of what we eat and really try to be good most of the time, I've been slacking a little bit, and I got to tell you, I feel it.
When you eat the wrong foods, you definitely feel it bad, and you feel bad. And then when you eat the good foods, it's amazing how quickly you can feel better.
It is, and it's important because really, from the time it goes into the mouth to that whole digestive tract, we really abuse it on our lifestyle. And typically, when people get stressed, what do they turn to? We're in Vegas.
We turn to alcohol,
and sugar.
Hopefully not drugs or anything like that, but sugar and alcohol, and yeah, absolutely. Anything that what we call comfort foods are fried foods. So, yeah, it's unfortunate because when we do get stressed, and I realize that we live in a stressful society, especially with, this day and age where it seems like money is such an emphasis on what we do and making the payments and having a job and being able to get what you need to. But the reality is that we continue to put that stress on our body. And so I always say the body works like a symphony, and if your symphony is working properly, your horns and your percussion and your strings are all working together, it sounds beautiful. But when they're out of whack and one's louder than the other, it sounds terrible. And that's exactly what we're doing here is the GI and the gut, and that is the major area of the body that, in my opinion, is where a lot of these chronic diseases start. If you can't heal the gut or you don't heal the gut, then you're going to have some other conditions that could really affect you in the long term.
I'm going to agree with you, Drake, because that's one of the biggest things that we focus on when people have chronic illness. Even looking back to people that have diabetes or high blood pressure, really what happens is you get this complete inflammatory response. Many people may have heard it as leaky gut. Mm-hmm. That's kind of the term. Traditional medical community does not recognize that. If you go to your family practice, go to your internal medicine, leaky gut, they're going to tell you you're crazy. Yeah. What is leaky gut? Because there's no ICD-9 code that you can code for that diagnosis. But really what leaky gut is when that barrier in the GI tract starts to leak, mm-hmm, and you create inflammation. Then you start to get heartburn. You may get diarrhea, maybe get constipation, because that's the GI tract's defense mechanism.
Absolutely.
Now that inflammatory response goes on and on and on. Now your body's fighting that. Its entire immune system is fighting that. Then you're going to start getting problems with your blood pressure and all these other chronic illnesses. There's been some studies out there about cancer associated with the GI tract and chronic inflammation. So if that GI tract is 70% of your immune system, you better take care of it.
Well, you know, you bring up a good point. Leaky gut syndrome to me is something that's so misunderstood. People don't really understand the benefits of it, or not the benefits, but the problem with it. And when you look at it, a good analogy of leaky gut syndrome, it'd be like as if I took a Brillo pad and just kept rubbing that up against your arm. And over time, what's going to happen? You're going to start scabbing, you're going to start bleeding, et cetera. And if so, that's what's happening in our inside. And when we are in water, let's say we're going in the ocean and it's salt water, right? So that salt water gets into our, or gets in on our skin because we've used that Brillo pad and now we're like pretty much raw. Well, that's going to sting, right? But if your arm is not completely raw there, it's not going to sting. It's going to be fine. And that's what's happened in our gut is that we take these inflammatory products and we create this leaky gut syndrome, or what I call it's like you have the barrier and you're creating holes in the barrier. So you are more susceptible to being allergic to items that you're, or foods that you're normally not allergic to, because you allow things to get into the GI tract that are foreign invaders.
And people that have already got that gastritis or Crohn's or celiac, them already inflammatory problems, and then they're adding these foods. And if I'm telling you, you read a Gatorade bottle that's got dye in it. It's scary.
Yeah.
And they advertise it as a sports drink. Mm-hmm. You think you're drinking your electrolytes and being healthy, but I don't even know.
high fructose corn syrup and all that stuff. I mean, the reality is there are so many different additives and ingredients that cause this GI leaky gut syndrome. It could also cause, as you said, inflammation. I think the biggest thing that we see in our society today is just inflammation in the gut. And if we don't get a control of it now, it's like a wildfire. It's just going to continue to spread throughout the body. And you see other symptoms happen. You see things like Alzheimer's, and you see things that are happening in the brain. And you go, why is this happening in the brain? Well, it starts in the gut. If you don't take care of the gut, then you can get some of these scary diseases.
And this morning, we're going to break down about really what's people's first line therapy is. Mm-hmm. They go to the drugstore, they got pain, they may start taking a anti-inflammatory ibuprofen, naproxen, one of them anti-inflammatory mm-hmm. drugs. What that does is it depletes every single natural bacteria or your defense mechanism in the colon. So now you've double whammied it by the foods and the lifestyle that you're living. Or we turn to an antacid.
Yep.
I was amazed by the antacid sales, the number of antacid sales in this country. And most people don't go to a primary care internal medicine or go get help for it. They turn to your local drugstore. They're on every corner here in Vegas and they're open 24/7.
Right.
You can run in. But there was $804.7 billion in just private label sales.
Oh,
so your CVS brand, your Walgreens brand, your Costco brand, in antacids.
Wow.
That doesn't even include the name brand like your Nexium or Prevacid. And it's amazing. And all that's going to do mm-hmm. for those of you that listened to our show in the past on magnesium and the
yep.
barriers and
yep.
what types of chemicals are in them antacids,
right.
probably Tums is not your first choice.
No. And the calcium magnesium in there is very, very poor and very obviously you're not absorbing it the way we talked about that in a show recently. So, yeah, very, very true.
Yeah, I cringe when people say I go take Tums for my calcium support. No.
And you bring up a good point. The antacids, right? What they're doing is you're literally trying to shut off the acid that helps you break down food. And I realize that people do have too much acid because of the food that they're eating or drinking. And you're now seeing a lot of more of the waters that are, 9.0s or 10.0s, et cetera. But the reality is we really need to make sure that we're not shutting down the acid, but letting the acid in our body work with our body. So that's why we're antacids really aren't as beneficial as the USA might lead you to believe.
Correct. And actually having low acid production in the stomach can actually lead to that bacteria, mm-hmm. H. pylori. It can increase aging process. And it's important for people to understand that long-term use of that antacids and them kinds of things are not where you want to turn to it. And this morning, that's what we're going to be talking about. We're going to tell you, now that we've told you all the negativity
yeah.
about your GI tract, we are going to break down GI tract this morning and really talk to you about the things that you can do to help restore and to get over this inflammatory process and prevent it. We've all experienced it sometime in our life. People will ask me, do you live this perfect lifestyle? No. I have GI disruption now and then. So, and thank you this morning.
and you feel it more so than other times. But, you know, I it's amazing just some of the different things we can give you to help you, techniques to help you so you could heal your gut. And that's what the show's about, to really help you get to the root cause and heal the gut so that you don't have any of these other chronic diseases down the road.
It is. And when we return, we're going to start talking about ways to eliminate and really kind of detox the colon, how to repair the colon. And we still got Vitality Trivia coming towards the end.
I like
so
that.
I hope you came prepared. When we return, we'll continue to talk about GI health. I'm your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, doctor of nursing practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center right here in Las Vegas. I do want to announce we are having an event on August 4th. It is going to be about essential oils and asking. I've had a lot of comments about essential oils, and we're going to really break it down. It is a free seminar. You can call my office at 702-731-1200 to RSVP. You can go to Facebook at Vitality LV, or you can email our office at info@vitalitymedicalwellness.com. When we return, we'll talk about detox.
Do you strive for a healthy body and better way of life? Christy Thomas, doctor of nursing practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center, understands and focuses her practice on health promotion, disease prevention, and the well-being of her patients. Her extensive education and training allows her to provide comprehensive care, including health assessments, diagnosing and managing acute illnesses, and managing chronic conditions. If you are feeling fatigue, stress, weight gain, why wait to feel better, Las Vegas? Call today, 702-731-1200. That's 702-731-1200. Christy plays a pivotal role in the future of healthcare and is at the forefront of providing preventative care to the public. She can be heard on News Radio 100.5 KXNT every Saturday morning at 10 a.m., sharing her advice and taking your calls. Strive for a healthy body and better way of life. Call Vitality Medical and Wellness Center today, 702-731-1200. That's 702-731-1200. Or visit online, vitalitymedicalwellness.com.
Which hat are you wearing right now? If you're a small business owner, you're wearing quite a few. You're juggling sales, marketing, IT, HR, finance, and legal all at the same time. So you need all the information and clarity you can get. Introducing CBS Small Business Pulse, a go-to resource built in partnership with Bank of America Merchant Services and designed to inspire you and help your small business grow. Visit CBSPulse.com today. That's CBSPulse.com.
Every day, we go about our lives driven by routine, our vision clouded by the very normalcy we take for granted. Countless victims of human trafficking walk among us, invisible. It's time to open our eyes. The Blue Campaign provides a unified voice for those who combat human trafficking, whether it's forced labor, domestic servitude, or the sex trade. Learn what you can do to help by visiting dhs.gov/bluecampaign.
I started my adventure as an aerospace medical technician.
Flight medic in the Air Force Reserve.
Satellite system operator.
As a space systems operator.
And I'm a pilot for the Air Force Thunderbirds demonstration.
We deliver the world's timeliest environmental intelligence data.
Flying to Afghanistan, bringing wounded warriors back to Germany.
We take care of injured personnel on a daily basis.
And then flying them from Germany back to the States.
As a member of the Thunderbirds, I get to be a part of a team that passes on the message of the United States Air Force Reserve to the U.S. and the world.
It's a very exciting career.
One of the greatest things about the Air Force Reserve is all the different opportunities.
The training in the Air Force Reserve is second to none.
It gave me the opportunity to go to college.
Air Force Reserve actually paid for my education, which allowed me to commission. That was definitely a bonus.
Probably the most exciting thing I've done is support humanitarian relief operations in places like Haiti.
The Reserve gave me the opportunity to learn something totally different from what I did.
Being able to travel.
I enjoy the getaways that I get, and I enjoy the camaraderie and fellowship I share with all my unit mates.
We're really close-knit. We're unique.
And Air Force Reserve gave me all those opportunities, and then even more.
Start your adventure in the Air Force Reserve.
Hey, Las Vegas, Jonathan Scott inviting you to tune in to Vegas Nonstop Saturdays 5 p.m. and win show tickets, hear great restaurant deals and comedy. Vegas Nonstop Saturdays 5 p.m. on KXNT 100.5 FM and 840 AM. Eat well and party hard.
Carlos and Dana, weekday mornings at 6 on News Radio 100.5 KXNT. This is Your Health and Vitality with Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, from Vitality Medical and Wellness Center on News Radio 100.5 KXNT.
Welcome back to It's Your Health and Vitality. I'm your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center right here in Las Vegas. My website is vitalitymedicalwellness.com. My office phone number is 702-731-1200. Call my office. You can get any of the products we're talking about. You can book a consultation with myself and come in and really learn about GI tract, bring in the symptoms you're having, and I'll try to break it down for you and really kind of focus on some of the preventative and wellness aspects of some of the symptoms. We've been talking this morning about GI health and how important your GI health is, and 70% of your immune system comes from it. And we really are very self-inflicting bad behaviors on our
whatever we
put in it. Drake's suffering a little bit this morning. Shake your probiotics. You need a detox.
As you see, I'm drinking my detox shake right now here. So we're, of course, it's important to make sure you take care of that gut. So probiotics is one of my favorite topics. I'm looking forward to diving into this one. The other thing I want to mention that I don't think people realize, we have 7 pounds of bacteria in our gut. So when you're like trying to figure out, man, I want to lose those extra pounds, we want to make sure we have good bacteria, not bad bacteria. It's like an army. Think of it as an army. And if you don't have the army fighting for you and it's fighting against you, then we cause issues. And even more so, we could even talk into autoimmune conditions, which are even another topic that we could spend a whole nother show on. But I think you mentioned a few of them before, like the Crohn's and the colitis, rheumatoid arthritis. These are some of the conditions that are actually where your immune system is fighting against your body. It's not working with your body to stay healthy. It's fighting against your body. And so when we talk about probiotics and the benefits of probiotics, I mean, you think about it, 7 pounds of bacteria. We need to make sure those bacteria, those are the good guys that are working for us and with us.
7 pounds of bacteria, add a little bit of alcohol, tobacco, sugar, caffeine.
Muffins,
frappuccinos.
Yikes.
480.
Feeds it.
Well,
feeds it. Not in a good way.
Yeah, and that's the problem is that, we tend to eat bad foods, and these are, especially our alcohols, those, what they do is they ferment in our body, and then they cause GI issues, leaky gut syndrome, and, I definitely enjoy my alcohol. I probably had some last night, too, possibly, just maybe a glass or two. And,
5 a.m.
But it is true, though, is that you are affecting your GI tract, and if we don't take care of that, we can cause some of these different issues. So, we are so big in getting the right probiotics. And one thing I really encourage your patients or even your listeners to do when they come into your office is bring in your supplements that you are taking, because some of those supplements are actually causing more harm than they are helping. I was talking to this this person yesterday, and I told them what I did, and they said, oh, so I'm taking right now Centrum Silver because it's better than the regular Centrum. And I was like,
why'd you tell me that while I was drinking?
Why are you taking Centrum in the first place? I don't care silver or not, et cetera. I mean, that is, it's when you're taking these products that are, you think you're getting the benefits, but in reality, you're not getting the benefits. And, I worked at another company before, and they, in the supplement industry, and our CEO at the time said the most expensive product is the one that doesn't work. And I think that's true, is that people want to get the cheapest product possible, but they tend not to be the right product. They don't have the right ingredients. And they also, are products that actually cause harm to the body. So
I go through this every single day in my office, and people are like, okay, well, give me my recommendations. I'm going to go to the internet or Amazon or mm-hmm. Costco or the local drugstore or the nutrition store. Why would they sell me a bad product?
Yeah,
they do. I mean, read the other ingredients. We've broke it down on this show before. Go mm-hmm. get your bottle of supplements. Some of them have byproducts of drywall. They just list it as another name.
Right.
They're not going to tell you it's a byproduct of drywall on
right.
there. And they have many of chemicals. And it's hidden down with a font size of 2 that you need a magnifying glass to read, even at my young age.
And if you've seen capsules that are really bright colors, that probably means that there's dyes in them. I was in an office recently, in a medical doctor's office, and they were selling a product that was supposed to help with homocysteine. And when I looked at the product and the ingredients in there, I was petrified with what, they're giving to the patients. And it had yellow 5 and red this and that, et cetera. Before you knew it, I said, you're really giving them junk products that aren't going to do the same kind of things that, you know, a good product that's going to help methylate and decrease the homocysteine. But that's the scary thing, is that a lot of people don't know the ingredients that they're getting are really not beneficial to their body.
I had that actually happen to me. I had a prescription for prenatal vitamin and had red dye in it.
Ugh.
Unbelievable. I was in shock that you think you're going and even getting your prescription medications. It's being prescribed to you. It's being marketed by the pharmaceutical world that it's the best vitamin. It's got DHA and, you know, all these great benefits. And then at the bottom, it says it has red dye, which we know have been linked to lots of bad things.
Absolutely.
And I was absolutely amazed that these things can be put in even these types of things. So one thing that we recommend, Drake, for people when they're having these types of symptoms or having GI issues or chronic health problems, the number one thing that I tell them to do is, one, we come in, you do about a 30-minute consultation with me. I give them a big packet. Mm-hmm. You love it or you hate it. It's the start of our relationship. But it really breaks down to, how much are you sleeping? Do you have all these problems? And many people will say, nobody's ever asked me this when I've gone to see a healthcare provider. Nobody's ever asked me about my sleep. Nobody's ever asked me if I wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning or how many times I wake up at night or, you know, the foods that I eat. What time do I sleep? We live in such a 24-hour town. That in itself will disrupt your GI tract. So, and then bringing in your supplements and really giving you an evaluation. Mm-hmm. We do a lot of vitamin and nutrient testing, and that is one great way when you're taking multiple supplements. It happens every day in my office. You got 15 bottles of supplements. You think you're doing the right thing. We do your nutrient testing that looks at your blood over 6 months, and you come in deficient in everything you're taking.
Right. It's like, well, I mean, that was a good example of that. I thought I was doing great on my vitamin D, et cetera. I didn't need a supplement, and here I am. I come back with a 13 on the score. And I live in Southern California where it's sunny all the time. And people go, oh, yeah, all you need is sun. Oh, I'll just get enough sun. Well, the reality is with all the sunscreens and different things we're using, we block a lot of the vitamin D. And, you know, quite frankly, now taking vitamin D on a regular basis, it's amazing how much better I feel. And this is something that, like, you know, I always call my core four things that you need to take. And it's your vitamin D and your probiotics. We're going to talk about the specifics of probiotics here in a little bit. And also the minerals, you know, we talked about minerals recently on the program. We have also talked about magnesium. You know, you guys have the different magnesium or the specific magnesium.
Brain mag. And it's going fast.
It's going fast. But that's the magnesium that crosses the blood-brain barrier. And then, you know, probably a good multivitamin. And you have all those different products at your office. The ingredients that you have in there have been researched. They've been studied. They're the best ingredients that you could find. They're not cheapening the products or the ingredients so that they could save a buck or two, but they're really giving you the best quality ingredients that you can possibly take for, you know, whatever the conditions you're dealing with.
Absolutely. And like you said, the most expensive vitamin is the one that doesn't work. So invest in your health. You can even go to our website and you can order the vitamins on that website. You can either, if you have difficulty finding them in the shopping cart, you can even just send us an email. We'll send them out to you. We can give you a call first thing on Monday morning, get you the product. But like you said, again, multivitamin, a mineral, your magnesium, probiotic, and vitamin D.
Absolutely.
You're pretty much covered.
Yeah.
And if you're taking a good quality, it's the best investment for your health.
Yeah. So, I take all these things and my kids are taking these and, you know, my kids, they rarely get sick, but if they do, it's taking the right supplements. But I'll give you a little story about how powerful the probiotics are that we use, that you're using. My daughter had salmonella and, we didn't know that at the time, but she went to the pediatrician and they said, you know, did a stool, et cetera, and she wasn't feeling good. It came back that she had salmonella. And the pediatrician said, I have to tell you, in my 33 years as a practicing, I've never seen somebody who bounced back so quick. She has like an ironclad immune system. And my wife and I looked at it and go, well, she's been taking a probiotic. And, you know, of course, the pediatrician didn't know exactly what that meant and to what level that probiotic was. But the probiotic that we use, the strain in there, and we'll talk about strains in a second here in the next segment, is that those strains are specific for helping decrease risks like salmonella. So the food poisoning and the foods, and, you know, I'm seeing recalls on foods here and there, you know, and it's important to make sure you're getting the right foods, but also that you're protecting your body on a constant basis. You always have to have that army working for you and not against you.
Yep. And like you said, the diets and the lifestyle exposed to really deplete them bacteria. So the first thing I tell people to do is just to bring in everything in, have that consultation, and then really go through your lifestyle, go through your diet. Yes, I'm going to pick on you a little bit about what you're eating so I can really get an understanding and help you make a lifestyle change. So instead of, you know, doing your Frappuccino and blueberry muffin in the morning.
Whatever.
We've been trying to influence Mark for all good reasons about changing his health habits. And the other thing is going through a detox and getting rid of everything, getting the gut cleaned up is a starting point, what to do. Mm-hmm. And we have a great detox program. We've start people on it for 6 days. And I got to tell you, those of you that have started the 6-day detox that are listening this morning on this show, most of you have continued and done the 28 detox because by day 6, you're like, I can do this.
Right.
And I feel better. And you can do it. And you can do it. And then what we do is after that 28 day, we start to go in and replenish that probiotic and do all them other good things to really fix that GI tract. But most people can commit at least 6 days of their life.
Yep.
To making a lifestyle change and getting rid of all the bad in your system, really helping cleanse that liver through the phase 1, phase 2. It's not a juice cleanse. It's not a cleanse you're going to buy at even Whole Foods or, right, you know, some of the health food stores that are marketing these types of things. You're going to have the nutrition. You're going to have the vitamins. You're going to have the nutrients that you need during the 6 days so that you don't feel bad.
Right.
You may feel a little bad, I guess.
But it's a good bad. You're getting rid of all the junk.
Right.
To feel better. You got to feel bad to feel better sometimes.
So when people hit day 4 and they don't feel good and they want to quit, the answer is no.
No.
Just think.
Trucking on. You're almost there.
Just think. You're getting rid of all the toxins. And I tell people, when you feel really bad and you may be doing it with your partner and they don't feel that bad, just think of how much more toxic and how much more toxins you have in your body, mm-hmm, that you're actually getting rid of. Now, there's some people that we have to slow down. They can't do it over the 6-day period because they actually feel, you know, maybe flu-like or symptoms like that. But that's stuff that we address while you're doing it so that you feel good. And, you know, it really is based on your lifestyle, what you've exposed your body to. And I encourage people, if you've never detoxed before, you need to call my office. You can even buy the product. You don't have to come in and talk to me if you don't want to. But we always encourage people to come in so that I can give you the guidance that you need so you can be successful. And that's the reason why we do it. And what else about your detox? I love your detox.
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head. It's working on phase 1, phase 2 detoxification. But when you clean out the body, the gut, the liver, then you're going to literally, you know, set yourself up. And since we talked about the gut being so important, 70% of our immune system is in our gut, in our GI, then it's crucial to make sure you're cleaning it out on a regular basis. So I do like the 6-day detox, and I think you're absolutely right. It's like one of those things where you start it, and then you go, man, I can do this. And I think it's like anything in life where it might be a little scary at first, but once you start it, you feel better. The other thing I like, too, is that with the supplements, when people bring it in, some people are taking supplements that they don't need to take. They just, you know, read it and said, oh, this is going to be really good. I need, you know, elderberry, or I need, what's the one that Dr. Oz is into? It's the Sarginia Cambogna or something like that.
Oh, yeah, Garcinia. You know,
yeah, so
I'm going to lose weight while America's going to be skinny.
Right, right. It's
green tea extract it was.
All these different things.
Raspberry ketones.
Right,
that's
raspberry
another one.
Ketones. Those big things.
Going to make you skinny.
But the reality is, maybe you don't need to take those. So that's the beauty, is that you know, when you bring in your supplements, you can actually maybe even get off some of the supplements that you've been taking for a while because you thought that you needed them, when in reality, your blood tests and your tests, your lab tests will come back saying you don't need them. So that is the exciting part of supplements.
It is. And I encourage people to call and come in. And most healthcare insurances will cover micronutrient testing under your healthcare insurance. The copays vary a little bit based on the plan that you're on. If you're a Medicare patient, the copay is $98, and you get a complete 54 vitamin nutrient panel done that could basically save you from going to the store and clean your cabinet out, mm-hmm, you know. And another little tip I tell people, too, is about their fish oil. I would probably add that to the core.
Oh, yeah. I can't even believe I forgot that. Yes, fish oils are extremely important. And, yeah, that's definitely part of my core 4. I apologize. I did miss that because
I did, too. And we always talk about it on this, yep, show, too. I have people go and pull their one out of their cabinet. For those of you that haven't done it yet, pull it out and poke it and see if it smells like fish.
Ugh. Hopefully it's not too nasty.
Yes, Mark. When we return, we're going to talk about probiotics and how fishy Fish oil is not good. You wouldn't go to a sushi restaurant and eat smelly fish.
That's true.
So stop taking a fish oil that smells like fish. And if your hand smells all day, I'm sorry. I am your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center. To get your product, go to my website, vitalitymedicalwellness.com. You can call my office at 702-731-1200. It's a reminder, you have till Monday at 5:30 p.m. to RSVP for our free seminar, August 4th. It's Tuesday. We still have room. It's 702-731-1200. Or you can send an email. We're going to be talking about essential oils, facts and the myths, and making some things to take home.
I wish I was in school.
I wish I was in school.
Summer isn't fun when you're hungry.
Give me a math quiz.
I'll stay after class.
I'll clean the chalkboard.
I wish I was in school.
If your child relies on free school lunches, we can help provide them with free meals this summer. Together, we're feeding America.
Contact 3 Square Food Bank at 702-644-3663. A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
If you need to sell your house,
talk to Aaron Taylor.
You want to sell it fast and get the most cash, talk to Aaron Taylor,
the real estate guy.
The time to do a short sale is now. Aaron Taylor here, the real estate guy. Here are a few urgent reasons why you should short sell your home today. This may be the last year the banks are releasing you of the deficiency balance. Banks are getting tighter and tighter, starting to require sellers to contribute money. Also, it could be the last year to receive relocation money, up to $10,000. This may be the last year we guarantee cash back. And lastly, we provide the best attorneys in the state of Nevada, all at no cost to you. We have completed thousands of short sales with over 21 years of experience. Go to Aaron Taylor, therealestateguy.com, and check out our reviews. Call today, 702-310-6683. That's 702-310-MOVE. 702-310-6683. 048 Realty. Call for details.
Talk to Aaron Taylor,
the real estate guy.
We adopted a sibling group through the Clark County Department of Family Services. Now our family is complete, with two little girls and their brother. We took parenting classes, completed a home study, and ended up adopting a sibling group.
Learn more about the more than 3,000 kids in foster care and consider completing your family. Meet the kids by visiting clarkcountynv.gov/adoption.
Life begins when you adopt.
Blood pressure medication.
Thanks, dear.
Daddy?
Yeah, Mikey?
Are you going to the hospital again for a heart attack?
No, son. Bad medication from a fake online pharmacy sent me to the hospital. My pills didn't have enough of the right medicine for my blood pressure. We learned the hard way that it's important to buy medication only from sites that have either been approved by NABP or that end in dot pharmacy. So we know they're safe. Okay?
Okay, Daddy.
Many rogue online pharmacies sell medications with too much, too little, or the wrong medicine, and counterfeiters may even use harmful fillers to make cheap pills. The National Association of Boards of Pharmacy urges everyone to make sure their online pharmacy is legitimate and to watch in coming months for more websites with a .pharmacy URL. These have been vetted as safe and legal. Learn more at safe.pharmacy, a public service from the National Association of Boards of Pharmacy.
This is News Radio 100.5 KXNT. This is Your Health and Vitality with Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, from Vitality Medical and Wellness Center on News Radio 100.5 KXNT.
Welcome back to It's Your Health and Vitality. I'm your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center right here in Las Vegas. For those of you that missed the website or the phone number, it's vitalitymedicalwellness.com. The office phone number is 702-731-1200. I'm here in studio with Drake Kellis, who's a functional medicine consultant, and we've been talking about the importance of your GI tract and how it is responsible for 70% of your immunity, how that leaky gut term or GI disruption, I've heard lots of terms that it's been associated with, and then a lot of people don't know about it or they don't believe in it because in traditional medicine, there's no ICD-9 code that you can bill and call it a diagnosis. Mm-hmm. So it gets labeled as reflux or gastritis or all them other things that have a billable code. And then you get put on traditional treatment, which may include an antacid. And I'm not saying, a lot of people will say, well, do you believe in anything in medicine? There's a time for it.
Absolutely.
And there's a time not for it. Now, absolutely. I give people medicine to, you know, protect from ulcers, or if they've got an ulcer, if they have a start of it. But I don't want you on it long term. So if you're on that, we get you repaired and we need to figure out what is the cause of the problem. What is really, why do you have this? The mm-hmm. body really should be self-healing.
Mm-hmm.
And the GI tract is 70% of your immune system. And if it comes out of balance, you're in trouble. It may start with subtle things. You notice when you eat something, doesn't agree with you. Constipation, diarrhea, reflux, even allergies. We have allergies right now in Vegas in the summertime.
Yikes.
What is it? The grass?
Yeah, you know, so you brought up a few things that I think that we really need to address here. You said, we talked about antacids earlier, but we also, NSAIDs are probably another big area and area to focus on here, because people, you know, they get pain and then they decide to take an NSAID because that makes them feel better. And those are their ibuprofens and some of the different...
Naprosyn, Celebrex are probably the big ones.
Right.
Those of you that got osteoarthritis, you might be put on one of them anti-inflammatory drugs to help control that, and it's killing your GI tract.
Right, and I think there was one of them, was it Vioxx, that got pulled from the market because it was causing so many issues, including deaths? So the problem is, and I was given the analogy of a Brillo pad. If you're like taking a Brillo pad and you keep rubbing up against your arm, you're going to create scabs, et cetera, like blood, and it's going to create an open wound, and that's what leaky gut syndrome essentially is in our gut. Right. But that's what NSAIDs tend to do, is they are creating these issues. And they're actually creating ulcers in a lot of situations. So if you're having ulcers in your gut, then you're going to even have more issues. And you're going to have all sorts of different things, like digestion issues. And you're going to have, you know, it could be headaches. It could be different symptoms related to these ulcers. So it's crucial that you're really taking care of yourself. And like you said, the body heals itself. So work with the body to make that happen.
And the first thing we tell people to do is really to change the diet, to come in and do a 6-day cleanse. Even in some people, I recommend to do the 28-day. And really, you can spend 6 to 28 days of your life making yourself better instead of suffering from all these chronic health. You've suffered more from heartburn more than 6 days in your life. And
right.
I have people that have done the 6-day cleanse, and they come in and they tell me, I haven't had a single episode of heartburn. None. Zero. I lived on antacids. I've gone to the store. I've bought all these over-the-counter, been self-treating. And who knew just getting rid of and cleaning up the inflammation in the gut would cause that to go away. It's
right.
a life change. And the other thing that we recommend is probiotics.
Yes.
And we need to break down probiotics, because there is so many myths. You're not going to get it in your local grocery store yogurt. It's not working. Prior shows, we broke down one of the...
Yeah, what's in yogurt?
What's in yogurt?
Ugh.
One of the name brand that you see lots of commercials about, and how it had earthworm
yes.
as the coloring.
Earthworm.
The scary part about these probiotics, and I actually heard somebody say this to me the other day, I eat yogurt, I'm getting my probiotics. First of all, most probiotics in yogurt are less than a billion. And if we talked about how important it is to make sure you're getting the right probiotics, we talked that there is 7 pounds of bacteria in your gut. So 1 billion CFU or even millions of CFUs are really going to be hard, you know, really not do anything per se. The other thing, too, about probiotics is what I love about the ones you have in your office is they are strain-specific probiotics. And what this means is you'll see L-acidophilus, and then if it just says L-acidophilus, or it says L-plantarum, or it says or bifidobacterium, but it doesn't list the actual strain, then you really don't know what you're getting. So the strain...
So it should have a number behind it. So
exactly.
Pull out your probiotics.
Yep.
Everybody pull out your probiotics right now, and I'm going to guarantee, unless you're getting them from somewhere at a good quality.
Right.
It's not going to have
your
that
office.
On
there. No, it'll just say... A lot of times they say proprietary blend, or they'll say L-acidophilus. And like you said, it needs to have a number, like 299B or LA14 or NCFM. These are all different strains that have been studied, in the human body to make sure that you have the right strains. I always call it the VIN number of the probiotics. You wouldn't get a car that didn't have a VIN number, because then you wouldn't know the history of that car. Or I flew into Vegas here, and when I got my rental car, They asked me, you know, they said, would you like a, you know, convertible? Would you like, what kind of car would you like? Well, if I just said, hey, I'll take a car, and then I'm going to go out to Red Rock, and I'm going to go up in the mountains there, and they give me a convertible, I mean, it might be nice for a little bit, but once I start needing the four-wheel drive, that car is not going to do its purpose. Or, you know, using an SUV that gets very minimal miles to the gallon and going around, you know, Las Vegas and just, you know, sucking all the gas out. Those cars serve specific purposes. And that's the same thing with probiotics. They serve a specific purpose in the gut, in the body. And you need to make sure you're taking the right probiotic for your condition.
And it's not just going to the general store. You can read lots of marketing on there. The other thing, Drake, I want to touch on is I get asked this a lot, is about refrigeration or no refrigeration. Mm-hmm. And people will say, well, how come you have your probiotic, the probiotic daily is what we call it, right, sitting out on the counter?
Right.
Doesn't it have to be in the refrigerator? It's no good. No, it works still.
Right. And so that you bring up a good point. What we do with our probiotics specifically, we use a nitrogen purge blister pack. And what this does is it allows that one capsule to be susceptible or sustain that there's no moisture getting into that one capsule, because you can have a nitrogen purge blister pack. What we found with the strains that we used is that they are susceptible to moisture. So moisture is it's the kryptonite to the probiotic. It will decrease the lifespan of that probiotic. So when you come out with a nitrogen purge blister pack, you then only allow that one probiotic that you're taking to actually go in the body, and you're not exposing the whole entire bottle to these to the moisture, to the air, etc. So that's a real big aspect of what we do with our probiotics, and that's why we're able to you know, put it on the shelf and you don't need to refrigerate it.
And it is important that we know, and I don't want to pick on people that have been taking probiotics. We just really want to educate you, because I think it's becoming more, as the commercials and the media have brought out, that take your daily yogurt and you're going to have your probiotic. It's going to regulate GI tract. It's going to...
Right.
It's not going to regulate your GI tract. You may have initial symptoms, but it's not going to help repair and replenish. And if you've done, you know, people that have to go on antibiotics in my office, you're getting a pack of probiotics to go with it.
Mm-hmm.
That's another, you know, typical medication that as we're heading into the seasons where people get, you know, sick and allergies and flus and... I've already been starting to see it recently, and you're going to get a probiotic with your antibiotic so that you can replenish the good bacteria so that you don't let yourself up to and set yourself up to having these other issues of heartburn and upset stomach and nausea and all these other issues that we've talked about this morning. And I think it's really important to look at your bottle, pull your probiotic out. If it doesn't say the strain, you can call my office. Like Mark mentioned over there.
Right.
He's sleeping on us.
Not sleeping.
Wake up.
Mark has been doing our program. He came back in for his next detox. And I just heard this morning the box is sitting on his counter. So
it's still there. It will get
time
it.
To
Sunday.
Get going.
Start it tomorrow. It's the great day of the week to start.
Well, first of all, I'm excited. Obviously, I like the topic probiotics. It's something that I take on a regular basis. And to your point about, you talked about, you know, you're putting somebody who's on an antibiotic, et cetera. The probiotic strains that we use actually work in conjunction with the antibiotics. So you're not killing them. They're not, you know, they're actually benefiting what you're already doing, and you're replenishing the body with good bacteria. Not all strains can be said there. A lot of times you take an antibiotic and it actually kills the probiotic strains, but we have the research showing that our strains are actually susceptible to that. The other thing, in looking at that, is that if you're not taking the right probiotic, and to your point, I always see these commercials, Truebiotics or this biotic or that biotic, and most of those, first of all, don't even list the strains. And if they do, some of the strains can actually be animal strains or cheese strains or wine strains. They're not real strains. It's like, you know, if you want to be really good at golf, you're going to go get the best club because it's going to help you hit the ball more concisely, perfect, et cetera. Same thing with your body. You want to have the best body? Get the best probiotic. Spend a little extra dollars on something that you know that's been researched, that's been shown to be effective. And this is one of the products that actually you take, and I feel like you can feel the benefits of taking it.
You know, my son takes probiotics every day.
Good.
And it's really helped with allergies, and he doesn't get sick that often. Mm-hmm. Honestly, like you mentioned, and we even have a kids version that you can take for your kids. So I wanted to just mention that you're not too young to mm-hmm. take a probiotic. I know my office manager's little girl is too. she reminds the family to take her probiotics.
There you go.
It's important that, you know, you get on a good probiotic cleanse, probiotics, change your lifestyle. If you have a little mishap in Vegas.
Well, that's the other thing. I'll notice
you
if my gut is not feeling good or I feel like I have a tummy ache or a stomach ache, I'll take probiotics, and it's amazing how quickly I feel better. You reminded me because when my daughter was younger, we have a video of her saying, you know, you take your probiotics, and she loved taking that, and she'd always tell the family, take your probiotics, and she was probably about 3 years old. So we get a kick out of it, my wife and I, when we watch it because, you know, now she's 9 years old, and she was so adamant about taking her probiotics, and in this video, she actually takes 3 scoops of this probiotics because she's like, loves it so much. I'm like, you know. Setting up the immune system at a young age is important for vitality for life.
Absolutely. When we return, we are going to play Vitality Trivia with Drake and Mark.
Yeah.
I am your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center. To get your product, go to my website, vitalitymedicalwellness.com. You can call my office at 702-731-1200. I want to remind everyone, we have openings for our free event this Tuesday, August 4th. It's going to start at 5:30. You can email my office at info@vitalitymedicalwellness.com or call the office. Again, that number is 702-731-1200. It's going to be on essential oils, the facts and myths.
Dollar Loan Center guarantees the best rates. Get a signature loan up to $2,500 with no checking account required. And now you can get a title loan for up to 80% of your vehicle's value. Visit don'tbebroke.com or call 364-LOAN today. Title loans available at select locations. Loan subject to approval.
Do you strive for a healthy body and better way of life? Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center, understands and focuses her practice on health promotion, disease prevention, and the well-being of her patients. Her extensive education and training allows her to provide comprehensive care, including health assessments, diagnosing and managing acute illnesses, and managing chronic conditions. If you are feeling fatigue, stress, weight gain, why wait to feel better, Las Vegas? Call today, 702-731-1200. That's 702-731-1200. Christy plays a pivotal role in the future of healthcare and is at the forefront of providing preventative care to the public. She can be heard on News Radio 100.5 KXNT every Saturday morning at 10 a.m., sharing her advice and taking your calls. Strive for a healthy body and better way of life. Call Vitality Medical and Wellness Center today, 702-731-1200. That's 702-731-1200. Or visit online, vitalitymedicalwellness.com.
Laura, the guys really went to town on that leg of lamb.
Yeah, thanks, Amy. I'm glad everyone enjoyed it.
Something's wrong. I know you too well.
Jim's company is cutting his salary, and he may even get laid off. He doesn't think we'll be able to afford the mortgage.
Oh, Laura.
If you think you may be in danger of foreclosure, call the National Foundation for Credit Counseling at 866-687-6322 or visit mortgagehelpnow.org. That's mortgagehelpnow.org. This has been a public service from the NFCC.
You know Schneider has led the trucking industry for 80 years. And you know Schneider has the widest variety of driving career options. But have you recently searched all of Schneider's career opportunities near you? At Schneider, we've made it easier than ever. Visit SchneiderJobs.com, enter your zip code, and click search. That's it. Don't miss out on the driving career you've always wanted. Visit SchneiderJobs.com, enter your zip code, and search. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
Wildfires burn millions of acres across the country each year. And each year, wildland firefighters battle to contain them, but they can't do it alone. For some communities, it's not a question of if wildfires strike, but when. And a single ember can travel more than 1 mile. As it twists and turns and floats through the air, that single ember can find its way to where you live and can ignite and destroy your home or your community. That single ember can be just as dangerous as the wildfire itself. You can't control where the ember will land, but you can control what happens when it does. You can take action now to prepare your home and your community for wildfire. Get fire adapted. Learn what you can do now to reduce wildfire damage later at fireadapted.org. Prepare, protect, prevail.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council. Learn more at fireadapted.org.
Tweet us at KXNT. Like us on Facebook. This is News Radio 100.5 KXNT. This is Your Health and Vitality with Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, from Vitality Medical and Wellness Center on News Radio 100.5 KXNT.
Sick of these boards.
Welcome back to It's Your Health and Vitality. I'm your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center right here in Las Vegas. My website is vitalitymedicalwellness.com. My office phone number is 702-731-1200. You can call and book your consultation or even order your products that we've talked about today. I'm back with Drake Kellis, who's a functional medicine consultant. We've been talking about GI health this morning, and really the importance of GI health and how it is really underestimated, that 70% of your immune system comes from your gut. And we got to play a little bit of Vitality Trivia, because that's the fun part of the show. Who's going
so
first?
Fun for you.
Yikes, I think you are.
They were making fun of me, my question.
I liked your question. I don't have a good question.
As long as you don't say it slow.
How long is the adult small intestine? I'll give you choices.
Ooh.
A, 22 feet. B, 30 inches. C, 17 feet.
Hmm.
Get out of the dirty mines, boys.
I think it's A.
Dang, Mark.
No way.
You are becoming an expert. 22 feet.
Mark said 22 feet?
Yeah.
Man.
Dang.
Known better.
Dang.
Oh, man. So, Mark, are you next on your trivia?
No, I don't have anything.
You don't have a trivia question?
No.
What's Mark's compliance rate to his detox program?
I've been going this whole show without having my headphones, actually turned on, so I can't even hear anything Mark's saying.
Oh.
I'm now plugged in. I'm live. I'm happy.
When we were talking about Taylor Swift, I thought he was tuning me out.
So we were talking that.
Yes.
Is it fair to pick on Simon
when
he's not here?
We can pick on him.
I love Simon.
Simon, we always pick on him about his music choices. So he's always going to fun concerts, listening to Bubbly and Taylor Swift.
Bubbly.
And he dances and he sings on this show. So we were asking you. No wonder why you weren't responding.
You guys were like, man, what's going on? Now I can hear Mark. I'm amazed. There's this beautiful thing called a volume controller, and now I can understand everything. Congratulations, Mark. You won the 22 feet on there, and I didn't even hear it. I'm just hearing.
He now figured it out. Now I feel bad. I'm a bad host.
Wow.
I didn't make sure his headphones were on.
It was my fault. It was a rookie mistake, even though I've been doing radio since I was 5 years old.
Because you went to bed at 5 a.m.
That powder's not working.
I'm clear now. I can think clearly. All right, so we got to get another trivia?
Yeah, well.
Okay.
Yeah, she can, or you drop one.
I feel like you have so many notes over there. You got to get another. Send us another trivia.
Okay, I'll send you a trivia, because I like GI Health.
Oh,
I do
too.
How many pounds of food in our lifetime will we consume?
Oh my gosh.
Surprisingly. 10 to 20 tons, A. B, 30 to 50 tons. C, 70 to 80 tons.
I'm going to go B.
You're going to go B? I think I'm agreeing with you. B is my thoughts too.
B is it. You got it. Both of you.
Yeah!
Mark, you
30
are...
30 to 50 tons. That's a lot.
He either has figured your trivia out or he is now dialed in, but...
Is he Googling over there
on
that switchboard?
I'm over here with Taylor Swift over here.
I'm impressed. Oh, man. So Taylor Swift. So we have talked about some of the, in my opinion, best topics, because if it all starts in the gut and we heal the gut and we make people feel better with their gut, and we get that bacteria working properly.
Trying to figure out where this is going.
taking the army. Remember I was talking about the army earlier? And we heal, and we make our army work for us and not against us. Then we're going to set ourselves up for health and what I like, vitality, for a long-term future. And so taking the right probiotics, getting the supplements that you have at the office. We talked a little about the Core 4, our fish oils, our probiotics, vitamin D, and our multivitamin. Those are probably the key things there, as well as minerals. Magnesium, Brain Mag. That's a new one that you guys have in the office.
And it's in, for those of you that have been waiting for it. I think we called the waiting list for it. And if you haven't got a call, you can call the office and get the product. I am your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center right here in Las Vegas. My website is vitalitymedicalwellness.com. My office phone number is 702-731-1200. Don't forget to RSVP for Tuesday's free event at 5:30 by calling the office.